USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald J. Trump is officially the first former president to face federal criminal charges.
The Department of Justice unsealed the federal indictment related to Trump's handling of classified documents. Special Counsel Jack Smith.
This indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in the Southern District of Florida. And I invite everyone to read it in full.
In an on-camera statement, Smith said the prosecutors in his office investigated the case against Trump with the highest ethical standards. Smith added that there's one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone. Trump is set to appear in court on Tuesday in Miami. I'm Dave Collins.
An aide to former President Trump has also been indicted. Reports say Walt Nauta is facing charges in the case. The Wall Street Journal reported Nauta has been a focus of the investigation after he was seen on surveillance footage moving boxes from a storage room at Mar-a-Lago. Ukrainian officials say they have evidence Russia blew up a dam that caused a major disaster this week. Investigators claim to have intercepted a phone call between Russian agents who were talking about plans to blow up the Novokakhovka Dam. Actor Bryan Cranston appears ready to take a break from acting.
Cranston told British GQ magazine he plans to take a break from acting in 2026 when he'll be 70. He said the plan is for a total pause where he won't be thinking about work or taking phone calls. Cranston added he would like to go to France with his wife and perhaps even take up gardening. Best known for his award-winning portrayal of Walter White in Breaking Bad, Cranston is currently starring in the television series Your Honor, which he also produces. I'm Brian Shook.
President Biden's taking action while visiting with service members at Fort Liberty in North Carolina, signed an executive order to increase the number of federal jobs that provide hiring preference to military spouses. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Attorneys for an anonymous victim of Jeffrey Epstein are asking a judge to let them question the J.P. Morgan Chase CEO again.
The woman is suing the bank for enabling Epstein's criminal activities. Her lawyers claim they should be able to call on CEO Jamie Dimon and others to discuss information in documents that the bank turned over late. The filing accuses J.P. Morgan of submitting the documents late on purpose to avoid questioning. I'm Brian Shook.
New York Congressman George Santos is appealing a judge's order to unveil who bailed him out.
It comes days after a judge ordered Santos to identify the three people who raised the $500,000 needed to help bail him out of jail. The congressman's legal team claims revealing that information would backfire on those who helped him, only saying members of his family helped bail him out. The New York Republican pleaded not guilty to wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying to Congress. He's due back in court on June 30th, but a judge could decide to unseal the records at any time. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
Americans' view of the overall state of moral values in the country is its lowest in over two decades. In the entire time Gallup has polled the question, the amount of respondents answering poor has not hit this year's 54%. That's 74% of Republicans and 38% of Democrats who answered that the state of moral values in the U.S. is poor. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.